At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Back. Jason and John, I turn off ESPN, where Jason is currently auditing my substance abuse issues. So far, it seems okay.
Asked you first if you had food. So there's not a question about your...
We worked our way there. But don't worry. Mm-hmm. All is good. Everybody around, somebody the rundowns go. Yeah, you know, I always love to go down when the Nuggets are in town. It's one of the games where, you know, me personally, that's the guy I want to see. I want to see the big Joker.
You feel a connection to him because you've been to his homeland.
I have. I've had rakia. You know, very few people can say that.
No, I don't know. You said, you know, we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like brandy. It's like a fruit brandy, but it's and I wouldn't say this to
so
him.
It's dark. It's brown.
It's dark, yes. It is quite disgusting. It is not a drink that I would ever seek out, but it's a customary thing. It's like you go, you drink it.
Thank you.
But I don't suspect that will be an issue for you, as you will likely never.
I'm sure I will never
touch down.
I will never taste it.
Belgrade or
most of us won't. We're living through you on these trips.
I went to a few. Like, you know, I went to I think it's pronounced Versac. In Serbia as well, which is a smaller city than Belgrade. You know, Belgrade is kind of like the big city of the nation. And Versac is more like a, you know, it's like a 30,000 person town, and you really see the drop off. You know what I'm saying? But we kind of got the whole kit and caboodle. There's not a lot to do over there besides like you got like they have big cathedrals. It's a very you step into that place, and you will legitimately feel like you are 40 years in the past.
What about horse racing?
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
But
it's big over there.
But like you like the way that the architecture and things like that, like yes. you
very old.
Like it's like 19, maybe older, right? Like maybe hundreds and hundreds of years you're stepping back into. It's a nasty place. Nasty place. But it did produce the greatest player currently playing in the NBA.
I think so.
And Nikola Jokic.
I mean, now, Doncic is pretty good too.
He is. But who are you taking?
If I'm building around right now?
You're building right now, dog. Now, one man has three MVPs and one man has none.
That's just because one man hadn't been in the league as long.
One man has a title and one man has none.
Luka's going to have three MVPs by the time it's done, maybe more.
You can't take Luka over Doncic. I feel what you're saying, but you can't do it.
If I was starting a franchise today.
If you're doing it today.
Because I'd have less time with Jokic.
That's fair.
You make a fair case that Luka is the absolutely a fair, but you make a right case that Luka is the
Luka
right
is 30. Nikola Jokic is Luka's 26 and Nikola Jokic is 30.
I mean, just going on age alone, I'd be better. Now Nico would say, "Don't do it."
You're taking.
Luka. I would absolutely again. I'm pushing back on your Serbia has the best player in the world right now, but look what we're doing. Euro versus Euro.
That's right. Slovenia versus
this
Serbia.
This is not fun.
This isn't America. And then I think other
that's
people.
What they forced us to do.
And then the third would be Canada.
Lord.
That's the other problem.
I want to put Steph up in there because he won it.
Come
for
on.
Us.
I love you.
I know. No, it doesn't work. He held him off in the Olympics.
How far we got to go before we get to the damn Americans?
You guys keep calling on LeBron your king, but he can't do it anymore night. Every night.
No, he can't.
And so who is it? Best American?
I mean, like today?
You would have said maybe Ant was getting there.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Nah.
He needs a point guard.
Right now, you might have to say.
Stop it.
Cade?
Oh, yeah. 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 I feel good about that.
Although the first American in the regular season MVP odds, I don't think you'd ever guess. I truly would have never guessed it in my life.
American.
Yes.
KD?
No.
Okay.
He's fifth. He's fifth in the MVP odds behind Joker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka, and Giannis.
Another American.
It's an American, and it's a guard. I'll give you
Brunson.
That. It's Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, I should have known that. I would have got around. Yeah.
This dude must be averaging 40 a game.
I thought Philly's starting
33.
To drop.
33. That's crazy.
I thought Philly is starting to drop down.
Yeah, he won't win MVP, but my God, the guy's averaging 33.
No, good for Tyrese Maxey. I mean, we've known for a long time that dude is a baller and a winner and a leader.
Okay, so he'll be an Olympian.
Yeah, they're down to seventh in the standings. He ain't going to get anywhere near MVP.
Well, we're trying to replace, like, our Americans.
No, what I'm saying is I think you nailed it with your Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, Cade's coming. Cade's
that dude plays his own speed. You don't change what he wants to do, and it's only going to be a matter of whether or not he's on or off from three.
Yeah.
Everything else he wants, he gets.
Yep. Yep.
Especially when he's backing down those little guards.
Yep, absolutely.
No, good call on Cade.
Thank you.
I'd proudly put him up there. Now we're going to get, those other guys are going to push us back. Cade ain't ready to take over as
not
the
yet.
World's best.
But no, but I mean,
he's our best chance.
I mean,
we're slower.
I mean, Cade's going to be an Olympic guy. Jalen Duren, maybe? We need bigs.
Well, Jalen will bump out any chance that Jaren ever had of being back in that thing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
We don't even need to go into the reasons why. You know why.
2011.
Remember, Jaren disappointed from that standpoint. They did, what was that, FIBA?
Yes, World Cup. They
when
lost.
When they needed more out of big from a rebound standpoint, didn't get it. I think he's done because guys like, him and Mobley, those guys' emergence.
Yep.
I mean, Mobley's already a better player. That's what's sad to say.
Jalen Duren had 17 and 12 last night on 60% shooting.
Bro, he's having an all-star season. Because of where Detroit is in the standings, I think he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah. And he's only 22. That's the
scale.
He just turned it.
We're talking about I gave him a respect burger a while back.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nice to see him having some success for Tiger product. He was fun to watch at Memphis, no doubt about that.
And the difference is he's not just a rebounder anymore.
No.
Go out there and fill it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just shooting, but around that basket.
But the Grizz fell. We can argue about, who you take in a draft, and who goes first and all that.
You're still taking Jokic because of your Serbian ties and nobody's holding them against you.
I'm taking Jokic, there's no doubt, because what I like about Jokic? He just produces. You know, with Luka, you're going to get the whole histrionics, theatrics, and maybe he doesn't do that as much anymore.
That's fair. That's fair. No, he still does it, though.
But also,
that's fair. You don't get that from Jokic.
And I also like...
I don't like that stuff.
I just accept, right, that Jokic is going to be like a slightly overweight player. You know, I'm not. He's never going to come in skinny, but he's never going to come in like that big. He's just going to be like what he is. Luka, he's on the pendulum. You know what? Is he going to have a bad
you're
summer?
You're winning the best now.
Is he? And maybe I am.
But it's more important for us as a lead ball. As a ball handler.
Yeah, nobody's stopping Jokic, and he just puts up 17, 16, and 10, and it was just kind of effortless last night.
10th triple double of the year.
10th triple double of the year, and it really is. I was telling Sam, because she doesn't watch the NBA, and she just was getting frustrated that Murray kept making those deep threes at the end of the game.
She wasn't the only one, me too.
And I just had to look at her and I say, honey, that's NBA championship pedigree. That's what that is.
Jamal Murray, the fact that he can still be that effective when he is so unathletic.
I know.
Right? It's a man who knows, you talk about veteran, knows how to get to his spots, knows how to work younger defenders.
It's all smarts with the Nuggets.
And it's the system, too, knows where those shots and those spots are going to be.
Yes.
And he just, it's amazing what he continues to get done. Because he's not, don't get me wrong, he's an elite scorer.
Yes.
But he's not he's not athletic at all.
Oh, he doesn't really use athleticism to level up.
And we're talking about how you got to have the Cedric Cowards and the 7 foot to guard these guys that are super athletic and everything else. Well, there's guys out there Jamal Murray just get it done because they're vets and their system works great for
100%.
Them.
100%. And then again.
So I was impressed with C-Lyde. I was just frustrated. He's knocking down those shots.
And they were tough shots now. I mean, they weren't,
Pretty well defended.
Peyton Watson was left open. Jamal Murray was not. He was having to go over Jock Landale. He was having to score over guys. Like, but again, that 1-2 game, they have been doing that.
Right. See, we don't have a 1-2 game. Yeah. We don't have a 1-2 game.
That's right. And they and the Grizz, unfortunately, have never had that. I mean,
those
they
guys
do
can play off each other, with and they do all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what that's their game. We don't. Our guys don't play off each other.
I mean, I guess Ja and Zach kind of have a 2-man game.
Yeah, but I'm saying our 1-2, the way we pay them, it's not, don't
exactly
have a 1-2 game
that's
the way
the
those two do.
Yep.
It's a problem.
And that's why the Nuggets are contenders, and it's why the Grizz aren't.
Because to your point, you need a 3 in there with us, whether it's to unlock Ja in the spacing or to get unlock, you know, have Jaren
yep
doing his thing.
Yep. So that was really just, you kind of fell victim to a championship team that, A, was coming off of an embarrassing loss, and B, you know, at the end of a game is just going to, you know exactly what it needs to do to close out. They're just experts in doing that. It wasn't embarrassing. It wasn't an embarrassing effort for the Grizzlies. I think they closed as 6.5-point underdogs. I mean, they didn't cover, but, you know, they were in the game. I think they were down 5 with like 3 left. You got 26 from Jock Landale, a double-double from him. So guys battled. If I was going to say, like, all right, what are the positives for me? I mean, I honestly feel like Cam Spencer has shown that he belongs in the NBA and can be a real rotation piece for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you just have to play him in spurts because of the target he becomes defensively.
Exactly.
Like he's what you wanted from Luke Kennard.
He is.
And
he
you
is
can play him on ball in a way that you couldn't
yes
Kennard. Now, he's going to turn it over. You don't want to do it for long stretches.
He was a minus 10 last
night. And then he's going to get singled out every single time on the defensive end. But because of the shooting,
he makes his threes, bro.
Bro, I saw him dive on that floor a couple
43%.
Maybe it was Dallas or something. I can't remember a few games back, man. The effort, it's going to be second to none on the team. And then if
absolutely
he's going to shoot the ball the way he does, yes, there's a place for him in this rotation. There's no question about it. You just have to be careful with who's around him when you do it.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I mean, he's earned it.
Two straight games where he shoots 60% from the field, 60% against the Mavs from three, 50% from
respect
three
to
against
Cam
the
Spencer.
I mean, I just, you know, I come away and I'm like, all right, like they
for what he has
exactly
in terms of physical gifts, there ain't much. It's all heart and
yes
great skill in terms of that shot. He doesn't
absolutely
need any space to get it off.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. Like but you know, he's a second round pick. He's not going to be a perfect player, but like if he's bringing you anything.
Zach be hitting them second rounders, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I do think he's hit on Saturday.
Jalen Wells had a good night last night, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, made 4 threes. I mean, that was really, really good.
Yeah, I want to see his shot get back, and it was good.
Santi had a pretty bad game, all things considered.
Settled too much for 3, him
yep
and Jaren both, but for the most part, Santi's
I mean,
been
they were daring
year
them because they were zoning the Grizzlies. That was the part where they decided, listen, they don't have an on-ball attacker. We don't really have to worry about anything inside, so we're just going to zone them and make them hit threes, and
mm-hmm
and it worked. I mean, they shot 47 threes. They made 16 of them, and so you would say from that coach David Adelman that it was a pretty successful approach. So tough night for the Grizz. Back in action. What is it tomorrow against the New Orleans Pelicans on the road? It's the NBA Cup.
Wow!
So,
would this be our second cup win, or are we in the?
I don't know, to be honest.
Boy, Silver really dropped the ball that John can't stay up on the cup. It's really not John; it's all of us.
Yeah,
it's many of us.
It
doesn't make a hill of beans difference in our NBA viewing lives.
It just kind of feels like it's in the way. Like,
exactly, because I got to keep up with what the cup record is.
Yeah, the court
that should
I know
be
changes
easy.
That's all I know.
Mm.
So,
I know we got at least one. I wanted to. Did we not? Were Spurs a cup?
I think they did get one.
Was Spurs a cup?
But I don't know, bro. I mean, you're asking.
They're 1-1.
There he is.
1-1, going for 2-1. Lakers 2-0 in the as are the Clippers.
This is our best cup record ever.
We got a chance. We got a chance.
I mean, this
chip
is
to
chip
make something of this.
If
yeah
the Grizzlies can win the NBA Cup, it is a championship.
Based on what they've been through?
Yes.
We will
Isolo
take
Isolo Cup Coach of the Year. No?
I think it gets everybody an extension.
I will say, because after Boston, let's be real, it was real shaky.
Yes.
On whether or not the whole roster was now, you know, out.
And now it's not shaky anymore.
I will say he's kept them together. Mm-hmm. Y'all love giving Ryan Silverfield that keep it together credit, don't we, around here?
4 quarters.
He keeps them together. Isolo did that.
Mm-hmm.
Isolo.
We'll see. I mean, you're behind the eight ball because you're there, you know, point differential matters. I don't remember. I don't know exactly who advances. So you're going to have to. The Lakers are going to have to lose.
If we have no Edie too, if it's like concussion protocol and he's gone for any extended amount of time, that means no defense.
One thing I refuse to do on this show is I don't want to give people false hope about the cup. You know, I think our audience deserves better from us on that front.
This could be our best year, though.
I just found out that they're 1-1 3 minutes ago from Brad, and I am seeing that they have a point differential of 9, and the Lakers have a point differential of 19, and they're 2-0. So they have a win on you, and they have a higher point differential
than
you.
Is the top two go? We don't know. Our NBA Cup correspondent will get back with us.
I have a request into the NBA offices.
I don't want you feeling any sort of guilt that we're not in.
This thing has no juice.
Up to date on the cup.
This thing has absolutely no juice.
Again, it is indictment. It is an indictment of this mess, this thing we call an in-season tournament. Some of us said.
Yes. Like I remember when they were talking about it, I was like, oh, this will be good. You know,
and I think maybe the first year we said, you know what, it's kind of good.
It's only one team
but
goes.
But now we don't care.
Only one team from each group goes. So it's not even two.
See, John said the key thing, in the way, we have to look up the rules every year, pay attention to what the this stuff should be easy.
Yes.
It shouldn't be hard. In the way is a great way
and
to
this is
sort
the,
of
okay, so this
it.
Is the last year that it'll be played in Vegas, the semifinals and the finals. Next year, it will go to home sites. Because I was actually there last year for Vegas, or maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, bro, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares in Vegas about that damn
I remember
stupid.
They were having people having problems getting the arena full.
Yeah, and they charged like crazy. Like, dude, this
maybe
is
that was part
this
of it.
Is not the spectacle that you guys thought it was going to be when you decided to do this. I think you guys should do away with it, in fact, because it just has literally – nobody knows the rules. Nobody cares about the rules. Nobody on this, we're professional sports talk people. We cover the Grizzlies. Nobody knew what the Grizzlies' record was in the cup. Nobody cares. And so I think, you know, that's a really telltale sign that this thing is not getting traction in the league.
Silver been too busy doing this. Kawhi's out here circumventing behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
Damon Jones out here telling the injury report.
Yep.
While you trying to get the cup, trying to get us to look at that mess.
You got bigger problems.
Get on your job.
You got bigger problems than trying
1,000%.
Because this is not, like, the idea of this was to add juice to the regular season. And it has not done it.
No.
It just has not done it.
Stern's rolling over in his grave.
Oh, the court changes colors.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's really going to do it, Adam. That's exactly what everybody needs. How about you address the fact that none of your stars play? This
why do you have so many calf issues?
This year, I believe, I saw a chart.
Everybody's got a calf.
This is the worst year for stars missing games.
I believe it.
In the last, well, pick a yeah, ever. I mean, like.
Yeah, I see so many dudes are already off the list for the 65. You know what
I mean?
We, look, now, Jalen's a separate deal, but he's off.
We've tried to do everything else except actually reduce the number of games. That's what we done. Like, okay, how about this? How about we'll institute 65-game minimums for awards? These stars say, we don't care about your damn awards. Take that award and shove it up your ass, Adam. Nobody cares.
He's let go too much to try to get back power now, seize power now. They would look right through that.
Yeah, like, I mean, again,
you know
it's the greed. The greed, is, which is adding injuries, which is taking away from the game. You know, 65 games, if you spread it out over the course of a season, would be just perfect. Games would mean something. Games would have juice. Games would have implications. Bro, these teams are punting 15 games a year, like, off the rip. You just know it over the course of a season. It's just like, so why are we playing them? Because you guys need money. You guys just can't go without 15 games of revenue. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Jaren minus 27. That's disgusting. Grizzlies get back in action tomorrow against the Pelicans. I've been promised congressionally they will win the next three.
A brighter day.
That's what I've been promised.
And Brad, that wasn't lost on me, you coming back with brighter day. Just want you to know that I noticed that.
The late
and
Jimmy Cliff, who passed away yesterday.
See? And I had talked about brighter day and we lost him.
Yeah.
And so the timeliness of that, I just want to commend you.
Sunshiny day today.
No question.
Yep.
It's popped out.
Thank you.
And hopefully it means brighter things for Memphis sports. In the meantime, there was a football game played last night in San Francisco, wrapped up week 12, I believe, in the NFL. Can you believe that we're already on to week 13?
I know.
It's crazy.
Man.
We wait all year for it, and then before we know it, it's gone.
I'll tell you what. Mm. Going against Christian McCaffrey in fantasy last night, watching him get the first five touches for the 49ers and 11 on the opening drive. Wasn't just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's fantasy torture. But it's also, they're going to overuse him. How is this dude enduring what they're putting him through right now? I thought, who's my guy they got from the Commanders? Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson, yep.
I thought they would use him more to help preserve Christian McCaffrey this year. But if you've looked at his numbers, he was 700 rushing yards, 700 receiving yards. There aren't many backs in the NFL who have done that to start a year. They're using him just about every down. And again, you saw it with the 11 touches on the first drive. The first five to start the entire thing was just all McCaffrey. He ends up with 142 yards from scrimmage, had a touchdown as well against his old team. I think it was his second all-time meeting against the team that traded him out to San Francisco, the former Carolina Panther. It was great. Brock Purdy was not. Three interceptions. And I thought Carolina might be serious about getting into the NFC South race at 6-5, and I sat there and watched them squander those interceptions. Two of them were J.C. Horn, who I think missed the rest of the game later on with a concussion. But they opportune defense early that got stops, and Bryce Young and that offense were not able to turn anything. I think, frankly, they got a little too pass happy. They need to be running the ball more.
Yep.
And I know that's a 49ers defense that typically is vaunted, but there's no Fred Warner in there, and I just think you're going away from one of your strengths. That backfield, clearly, with Dowdle and with my guy Hubbard, what are you doing? Putting all that pressure on Bryce. He was missing throws, wasn't good, and they didn't take advantage early. It ends up an ugly game, 20-9, wraps up week 12. John mentioned it. I mean, starting on Thanksgiving, we have got some serious football. Maybe Detroit, Green Bay in the past.
Yep.
Wouldn't have been, right? It's a yawner. You're eating through it, or we're not paying as much attention. It's got everything in terms of playoff implications, in terms of NFC North winner. You know, Bears obviously leading it right now, but I'm a Bears fan and don't think that right. That's going to end up being the case. It's going to be one of these two teams. So that will be a monster game. You've got Chiefs and Cowboys. Everybody's already talking about the ratings that this will draw. Because it's Cowboys, obviously America's team, you always get that on Thanksgiving, but it's the fact that it's the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Last three Super Bowls. A Chiefs team that's back still against the wall, right, John?
Every
sitting
week.
There at 6-5. They've got to continue to win to make the playoffs. And then Bengals-Ravens, which might have been a snoozer before you saw that Joe Burrow's been practicing and expected to come back this week.
Yep.
So all of a sudden that makes that, in a way, some must-watch, because anytime you got Joe Burrow on the field – that's a threat certainly to the Ravens, who, oh, by the way, have retaken command, it feels like, of the AFC North, with the Steelers sort of taking a step back. And so it's something I think we had predicted, even when the Ravens, it's hard to believe, 1-5?
Yeah.
They were 1-5.
Yep.
Wow.
We still said we didn't believe in Pittsburgh and that the Ravens could get up off the mat, and they have. So you'll have that one as the final one of three on Thanksgiving. And then you got Black Friday. I think don't forget about it. Couple of 8-3 teams. You heard of the Philadelphia Eagles? They're playing this team called the Chicago Bears, hosting them. And frankly, the Eagles, for them, after that debacle allowing Dallas to rally back from a 21-0 deficit, I would say that while they're fine in their division,
yep,
they have offensive issues, major issues. We pointed out a few weeks ago with their OC, Kevin Petullo, I believe his name is. Not mm-hmm. Petullo. He is calling what's been called rudimentary. In terms of offense, that's what Alex Smith called it. Others have called it elementary school. If you see it, Saquon Barkley is it coming off the year he had last year with who Kellen Moore is his offensive coordinator. Historic year for him. He's having one of his worst years of his career. They're not opening up any lanes. You got A.J. Brown's mad every other time. You know, any down, he's not catching a touchdown. And Jalen Hurts not looking comfortable at all. He says we've been through this before, which they have.
Right.
They've been through mess before, but there's something wrong. And the way they shut down after building that 21-0 lead, you could tell it against Dallas. An improving defense, but not a great defense, just because it's got Quinnen in there now. Dallas is starting to become a good defense, weirdly. Jerry's, like, weirdly worked that out in a way that could end up benefiting him.
Definitely.
It could. But back to Philly. They better beat the Bears, who aren't ready for this in terms of this moment and where they are in the timeline. Otherwise, it'll be sound the alarm time in terms of Philly's playoff chances, their contender chances, I would say so. Because while that defense should be in a Super Bowl, with how good it is and how good it can be.
Yep.
That offense right now is looking like a non-playoff offense, to be honest with you. There are too many weapons out there. That Devontae Smith is too good a receiver now.
Absolutely.
For these guys not to get it on track.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, awesome week.
Oh, it will be.
You know, and again, that's why on Thursday night, it's an NFL day for me, brother. You know, I'll check in, you know, I'll see what's up. But it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, whether Memphis football wins 9 games or not, it's of no consequence to really the current. It's only of consequence to Ryan Silverfield, you know. Yep. Like, it's not going to materially change your bowl. It's not going to materially change your chances of keeping guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just – it only matters to Ryan Silverfield. So, I'm going to be locked into the Thursday night games, to your point. So – I always love Thanksgiving because of this, and yeah, it's gonna be an awesome slate. I hope you guys do it, by the way. I hope your Bears can pull off the unthinkable.
Thank you. Drew Hill's Bears as well. We've got him up next,
and he's gonna join us. That's the next story. Drew Hill, when we get back, J&J 90.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
FM ESPN. Drew Hill! Covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He's a brand new father, and this is our first chance to catch up with Drew since that all went down. Congrats, Dad. How are we feeling?
We're good. We're a little tired, but nothing that can't be overcome. It was a whirlwind. For those who don't know, I was my wife was going to Nashville because my sister lives in Nashville. She's getting married next year. So my wife went to her doctor during the week, actually the day before we left, it was a Thursday, and said, hey, is it okay if I go to Nashville because my sister-in-law is going to go wedding dress shopping and she has invited me to be part of it. And the doctor said, oh yeah, yeah, you're nowhere near having this baby. You go ahead, go right on to Nashville. And so she didn't want to drive because she was very big at the time and uncomfortable. So I said, all right, Grizzlies are on the road. I'll just work from my sister's apartment and I'll drive you to Nashville on Thursday. And then we'll come back on Saturday night or on Sunday morning and all will be okay. And we woke up the next day in Nashville, Tennessee, and my wife's water had broke. and we had a baby in Nashville, 3 hours away from home, which made it a big adventure. And it was a very long drive home. And I'm sure both of you having kids that drive home from the hospital, I don't think you ever drive more carefully in your life.
So slow.
My drive was 3 hours. So it was it was a whirlwind. It's been a wild week and a half, but obviously we are so thrilled and just so happy that everybody, baby, mom, are happy and healthy and everything's going good.
Resting shifts, is that what you're doing? Or sometimes it has to go that way. How's it going for you?
Trying. My mother-in-law fortunately stayed with us the first week and was able to take, you know, some of the feedings. Because, like, the baby was pretty early, so she... All babies have to eat a lot, but she has to eat, you know, more frequently than usual. And so mother-in-law helped us the first week, and now my parents are in town, as well as my sister and soon-to-be brother-in-law. So everybody's all hands on deck helping out with baby duty this week. So we have lots of help, which we're very thankful for.
Ask them to stick around. I'm going to need it in a few months here.
Takes a village.
Because I'm now out. I'm gonna have to zone. You know, my family, like the Nuggets were zoning the Grizzlies last night. Hopefully, it will be a successful. I would say that was a very successful deployment of the zone defense, wouldn't you, Drew Hill?
Yeah. No. I mean, the Grizzlies obviously are. You know, the vibes were a little bit better. I thought the last two games, you get a couple wins, and then you get some more off the court drama, which this team can't avoid. And then you go into last night, and at least you won the last two. You're playing the Nuggets; it feels a little bit like playing with house money, I'm sure. And you fought, for the a good bit of that game, and you know, all was not terrible. There were some performances that were pretty terrible, but all was not terrible in that game. But yeah, I mean, the zone defense is something that I would sort of expect given that this team hasn't proven that they can shoot. And so, you know, when you don't have enough 3-point threats out there, you might see more of it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when Edie goes down too, Drew, because to your point, things had felt better and especially defensively, right? I mean, that's the thing about since Edie's gotten back, and I know they lost those games to, you know, Cleveland, San Antonio, but defensively, and you looked at it in terms of the first 16 quarters that Edie had been back, only two allowed over 30 points. And so it had gotten better. It had gotten better immediately. And your defensive rebounding numbers had gone up. It's like you can't win for losing when just 6 minutes in or, you know, whenever it was, you're missing him. I don't know, Drew, if it is concussion protocol, put it that way, because all we saw was head, is that – that's not something we're expected to keep him out. I mean, you'd expect him back on this road trip, right?
Yeah, I mean, these are – and I'm going to be honest.
You've been away. I know.
I have not had the chance to really ask around the organization on something like this. Usually I'd have a more informed opinion here, so I'm just going to be real with people and say my opinion here is not very informed. The concussion stuff is, you know, sometimes tricky because there's, like, certain, you know, markers that you have to hit in order to get back on the court. And we don't know where, or at least I don't know now, where he stands in that. But I'm sort of with you, right? When it is a concussion, it does feel like maybe it might be a couple, two, three games, and then you're back out there if it's not too severe. So, yeah, I think that there's a chance he's back out there on the court and on the road trip. And then just in general, I think – you're right on Edie's just having a big impact from what I've watched so far. It's noticeable because of the size, and it's kind of why we sort of felt like there was little concern with what Edie was going to look like when he came back, because so much of his game is just the physical tools, right? He's just so giant that as long as the ankle is somewhat good, we all thought he was going to be able to bring exactly what he brought last year and maybe be a little bit better. And that's what we've seen so far. It's just disappointing, and I know we're going to get to this. You know, I really thought he was going to help Jaren be a lot better when he got back on the court. And just so far, that just hasn't really played out.
Yeah, so what do you do? My whole thing is like we're asking a second-year guy, you know, who was picked basically, you know, who was the back half of the top 10. He only if he's on the floor can a $50 million player be good. I mean, that feels like a problem to me. Like we got to bust out of this whole toxic dependence on Zach Edey for Jaren Jackson Jr. Like, it's time for him to be a good player regardless of who's on the court.
Yeah, and while I think that's true, I also think that it's probably more complex than that. It's everybody that you can collectively put on the court around Jaren, because if you can't space the floor for Ja and Jaren, it's just going to be so much more difficult for the two of them to operate. Jaren, slowly, as he sort of came into those two all-star seasons, started to see more and more defensive looks, and I think you're just seeing a heavy, heavy dose of it now, where he's not going to catch the ball in a face-up situation on the wing and be able to get a one-on-one drive to the basket anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not going to be there for him. So he altered his game to become really good at that floater and find ways to score. He needs to now alter it a second time to figure out a way to sort of get out of, you know, what he's this rut that he's sort of been in as teams just double him. Because the assist numbers, and we talked about it a lot last year, actually, was like, you know, Jaren's going to see a lot more double teams now. Let's see if he can sort of create offense by passing out of these situations. And like, and there was talk with Jenkins and then with Isolo of like, he's getting better at that. But we haven't seen that this year. So I'm not even saying, Jaren, you have to go get us 25. But Jaren, you have to have the gravity and you know, the decision-making prowess to help your team score points, even if it's not you. And I just feel like he hasn't been that effective, you know. And the Grizzlies would probably point to true shooting percentage and all of that, which, you know, his numbers aren't that far off of what he did last year. He's just doing it at a lower volume. But it's frustrating because you did expect to see, you know, more from Jaren, and especially when Edie's on the court, but just in general.
Well, and you've touched on this before too, because you've said it, what can't drop off is what you're doing too on the defensive end. And it feels like everything that you just said about his struggles offensively have bled over, because I was no blocks last night. You know, immediately when Edie is out there, back to team scoring 30-point quarters, albeit that's a great Denver team. But that's, you know, we've called Jaren a defensive anchor. It's two blocks in the last five games. So whether it's just, you know, effort or, you know, I don't know, getting in the right spot, it can't be tied to Edie too, your defensive effort. You know, and that I mean, Edie's been on the court some of these last five games, and those block numbers are down. What I'm struggling with, Drew, and we've spent so much time on his scoring game and him being off, it's bleeding so much into, you know, his defensive effort. This guy, you know, there are times where he's a non-factor defensively, Drew, for a guy that we've labeled a defensive anchor. I just don't think that can be the case on any night, particularly nights where he's off offensively.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. You got to expect more from him defensively. I don't know if there's much more for me to add there, but I will say this. You know, I think the pace, I'd be interested in asking, because I can't say that I would know for sure. I would be very interested in asking Isolo, you know, what he makes of the pace of play and how that's had an impact on Jaren, because they did play really fast last year too.
Yep.
And the defensive numbers last year weren't as good as they were the defensive player of the year season. So I wonder if the pace has had an impact on his defense, and this may be by design. So I don't want to like sound like I'm calling him out, but Jaren often is the last player up the court for the Grizzlies in these fast paced situations. Maybe that's by design, because they want to have him back there in case there's a turnover, you know, or whatever. Maybe they like him in the trailer spot, and that's just where he's supposed to be. But I also wonder if it's just like he's a big body, and the pace has an impact on overall effort. So I don't know. The defensive numbers certainly aren't exactly, you know, where you'd want them to be either. It's just it's been a rough season for Jaren, and like we can say over and over again, like, well, Isolo really hasn't used a player like this. We don't know how he fits in the system. We got to give him some time to let that play out and work it out. Well, we're getting to late November now, so it's time that gets worked out and, you know, those guys play better. I think there's, you know, there's been a lot of fingers pointed at like coaching staff and frustrations with that, but I think there's also fingers pointed internally with some of the guys on this team, mainly Ja and Jaren, who know that they can play better than they've played this season. And it's not just on the coaching staff, it's on them. It's on them to be better too. So Yeah, it's been a frustrating season for sure for Jaren, and you know, it all comes back to what we talked about, I think, the last time I was on this show, which is we're trying to figure out the Grizzlies' future here. Like, this is the time to be figuring that out, and it doesn't feel like they're doing favors in you know, giving confidence to a front office that has to decide if these guys are the best option for them to move forward with as the top players on your team. So, you know, everybody wants to work out, but we got to get Jaren playing better than this. We just do in Memphis. If I'm the Grizzlies, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah. On the Denver piece of it, obviously they're not whole because they're missing Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown as well. But you know, they have guys like Peyton Watson who come in, and you know, Grizzlies definitely contributed because they just decided not to pay any attention to him in the corner. But when you watch them, I mean, obviously the goal for them is very different than the goal for the Grizzlies. The goal for the Grizzlies is to just scrap into the play-in or whatever. You know, for the Nuggets, it's title. It's beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, really, in the Western Conference Finals. Do you think they have a roster, if it is fully healthy, that can do that?
No, because I think OKC is just that good. You know, like that's – I'm not trying to discredit the Nuggets because I think they are very good.
That's exactly what you just did. You discredited the living hell out of them.
I'm giving OKC more credit than I'm saying, like, you know, any other time when there wasn't just this superpower in the West, you know, I feel like the Nuggets have put together a championship-contending team. But – OKC's 17-1. They might be. I wasn't even paying attention. They might be 18-1 by now. They're 17-1 the last time I checked.
Right.
They're doing it without Jalen Williams. Yep. It's crazy how good they are. So I just don't see anybody beating them. That's the problem. It has nothing to do with, you know, Denver having missteps or whatever. It's just like OKC has an embarrassment of riches. It's crazy.
Drew, why does Tim McMahon hate the Grizzlies, and specifically Ja Morant?
I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know if Tim hates the Grizzlies. I think Tim is definitely more of the hardcore Jay journalist, I would say. And so he likes to – he will call things as he sees them. And it does feel like he has seen them in a way that does not benefit the Grizzlies or Ja Morant in recent years. That's for certain. But I don't know. I don't have a good answer to that.
Were you as surprised as John and I were to see Ja out on the floor at the end of that game, you know, going whatever it was, finger to face, and then, you know, getting pulled off or anything serious, guy out on the floor after the game? Were you surprised as we were?
I don't know if I was surprised, but I mean, maybe because of the demeanor, I guess, that he's had this season that has been a little different. But so maybe I wasn't expecting that fire to come out of him, but I do think that maybe that's a good thing, right? That we're seeing that, some energy from him in that way, because I think that's sort of what people have been looking for a lot of this season. So was I surprised? I mean, I guess a little bit surprised just because it hasn't necessarily aligned with what we've seen from Ja all season long. But, you know, it's a little less surprising when you factor in that Klay Thompson and this group have been going at it for what feels like years and years now. And the whole exchange reminded me of something, and I went back and found it. And I wrote a column, I want to say 3 years ago, that said, basically, Klay Thompson is right. And this was after they had already gotten into this, like, argument. And the reason that I said Klay Thompson was right during that argument was because Klay Thompson was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we have distaste for this team. Yeah, we, like, think that they're soft or whatever. But the reason that we're doing all this is because they're the threat to us. Like, they are the threat that's trying to knock us off of our seat right now. And that's why. And I kind of was like, Klay Thompson's right about that, right? He may not be right about what he's saying about the Grizzlies, but he was right at the time in identifying Memphis as the threat to what they're trying to do. And that's why, like, it was a sign of respect, even though it didn't necessarily come across that way. It was a sign of respect that the Warriors were so outraged by the Grizzlies and everything that they did because they just didn't – they viewed the Grizzlies as the threat at that time. I think things have changed now because I don't think they see him as a threat. I think it's now just gotten to the point where it's disrespect. You know, they just view it as disrespect. So, yeah, that was a little less surprising, I guess, when you consider the two characters there.
Enjoy it,
well
man.
Well put.
We appreciate
Thank
you joining
for this,
us
brother.
Today. Enjoy it, you know, and know that there are people out there that are going to be going back in to the moment that you're experiencing right now at the age of 34 with two other ones running around. And I'm talking about myself.
Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah,
it's hard. One is already hard enough.
It is actually hard. Like a lot of people will do this. Like if they have like multiple kids, they'll like frown on the parents that just have one. But going from zero to one is insane. Like it is just you're just living a whole new life. You know, I mean that's the part of it that you know when you have one kid and you go to two, hopefully two kids to three. I've already been used to this chaos in my house. Like, it's right. not going to be – I'm already used to being inconvenienced at all hours of the day and having to arrange, like, oh, mom's going to do this with this and this, you know.
It's just another layer of chaos. It's
right.
already going to be chaos.
It's just warmed over microwaves chaos on top of other chaos.
Right.
Going from a quiet home with regular sleep schedules to what Drew is feeling right now, I sympathize with you, my brother. It's not easy.
No, but, you know, it's all so worth it, right? Like, it's so rewarding in addition to exhausting, and like it never felt real until you hold the baby for the first time. And then when you hold the baby and like there's a baby squirming and like you just realize so fast that your life has just changed so quickly in like the best way, but also in the most difficult, like hardest thing you've ever done in your life, yeah. you know, like type of way as well. And it's so hard to explain. And, you know, everybody sort of tries to tell you and prepare you for it. But then until you're actually in it, you just can't ever really truly understand. And so, yeah, I'm going through it right now. But I'm glad I was able to carve out a little time to get back to a little bit of
that's
normal
right.
and jump
exactly,
on with you guys.
That's
today.
Exactly right.
Glad enough. Thank you,
yeah,
brother,
man.
For doing it.
If there's
really
anything we can
it.
Do, man, just let us know. And yeah. hopefully Jaron can get you a win tomorrow night on the road in New Orleans, man.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Drew.
He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, joins us usually on Thursdays, but Jason will be off celebrating the holiday that we know as Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just me.
Now, do you know, what the history of Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's, you know, we could do a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think, Thanksgiving, here's how my family looks at it. The out-of-towners, not even coming in town for it. So, New York City, not coming in town. Houston not coming in town. It's just not high on the priority list in my family. Christmas?
It's because you yell at everybody. You've told us this over the years. It gets so feisty with the politics and everything else, and you've
right.
made it uncomfortable
That's
for some
right.
people.
I do. I like to make it extremely
They want
uncomfortable.
To come and see your kids.
That's 100%.
But you can't talk politics at Thanksgiving.
When you walk in the doors, I mean, we get into the...
You just want to fight with everybody.
Oh, we're getting into the nitty-gritty as soon as you walk into the house.
Now, Drew's right. It changes immediately because it's no longer about you. Your life changes
That's right.
because you are no longer the center.
You're not.
Now, this child is.
That is
John
so
is
true.
About to have three centers. It will never be about him again.
It's becoming a solar system.
And yet you still manage to.
That's right. It's not easy, but I do, you know.
Enjoy yourself.
I still have high expectations. Now, I went to the game last night. I had two Michelob Ultras.
There you go. I mean, again, you have kids. You're still able to go enjoy the game in an adult way.
That was a very adult way. Very adult way. I was
you
very
can
proud
still
of myself.
Have your life.
I was proud of self. But again, that took a lot because we had to negotiate. All right, mother-in-law, come on back. You know, we had some friends
like
that were nice enough to take Riley to basketball practice.
Wow.
You know?
You gotta do that too.
So it's like a big production.
It takes a village.
You know, it truly does.
Very delicate.
It
the plan
does.
Must be delicate.
And, you know, especially, you know, it's just, you know, so it's just more of the same. But I am one of the things that I'm most grateful for in my life as we talk about Thanksgiving is the fact that, and I really mean this, my family shows up. They show up, and I try to tell them that as much as I can. That, like, the fact that you guys want to be there for the Disney trip, the fact that you guys want to come back for the holidays, the fact that, you know, it's not a, you know, they have their own lives, right? Like
right.
my sister-in-laws are in their, you know, early to mid 30s. Like they have a million things that, because I think about myself, if I was
right.
in mid 30s without it, with, you know, single with no kids.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing my ass. You know what I'm saying? He's just not. I mean, I'm out there doing all manner of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. But you're going to have a lot more showing up because you continue to have babies.
Yeah.
So as you get older, more people will show up
simply
because
can't
you're continuing to have kids.
When she sees me on the field of 68 late at night, she gets aroused because no one talks about college basketball with the expertise
just
that I do.
Really too far.
I mean, it's just,
well, I mean, it's more about the protection than the doing it. I mean, you know, some of us, you know, we wrap that rascal.
Yeah, exactly. What you're missing the point when you talk about arousal and things like that.
Yeah, like that doesn't exclude the other
enjoy
general
themselves
public
without making babies.
Fair point.
Fair contraception,
point.
You know,
that is a fair point. But you know, I think
young
why
ones,
fight
man,
the feeling?
Right, they just go with it.
Why
we'll just have more kids. We live in Germantown.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Man, got a whole M team, the Martins.
That's right. We got
shout
five.
Out to
we,
my team.
We got five.
Shout out to my team.
For real, you're gonna be ready for reality show in a minute.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Dude,
Martin and Company.
That's exactly right. So y'all continue to please pray for us, man. We're gonna be all right. I'll probably drop Dom off in here during paternity leave so Jason can babysit.
Yeah,
Zachy does Jaren.
Do a show about that haunted house in y'all's neighborhood.
Somebody moved into that thing.
Oh, boy. Really? They
moved
bought
in. Yeah. I mean, apparently it's
three.
A super nice. I mean, it looks great from the outside, but it's about the inners.
Okay.
The haunting three.
Demented. Mm. You know? Couldn't be me. I mean, I guess it could if something happens.
I hope they're aware and that they got a discount.
I hope so too, because honestly, I would not be able to do that to somebody if I knew that this house, and it truly is cursed. There's a house that's near me, for those who don't remember, that there's a former resident who is mentally disturbed, who still believes he lives in the house and believes he is entitled to the house, and he does make his return periodically. And he does not come back. You know, like you go to Disney World and it's like the Haunted Mansion and the ghosts are all malevolent, you know. Or benevolent, I should say. This is a malevolent spirit that is returning back to this house, and he breaks glass, and he is, I mean, it's a serious situation.
Yeah, nothing to play with.
And, you know.
Is it like that Morgan Geyser chick who, like, goes in the woods for the Slenderman type stuff?
Well, he comes back. It's obvious. It's not my house, so I don't know the particulars, but it's apparently he still thinks he lives there, and that he's
people
that do live there are intruding upon his property.
Oh, boy.
And he does not come back. Hat in hand, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming people call the cops.
Oh yeah, they call. I mean, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. He gets picked up, and then he comes back. He gets picked up, and he gets, you know, he comes back. So, because I think, and honestly, I think if we're gonna have that real conversation, it's that we don't have checks and balances on the mental health systems here. It's like you can't really throw him away for life, right? You can't really throw the guy away for life or
once they do something, you can.
But I mean, I think that's another problem in Memphis is that we have our justice system that's backed up, and I mean, it's a whole combination of just deadly factors, right? And luckily, nobody's been harmed, but it's just not a good situation.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation to live in, you know. So anyway, there's a lot of things that are haunting, you know, that Jaren's contract, all that. So anyway, Frank Bonner will join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him. About Memphis football, haunting, another haunting, that
and
ninth
John,
win.
And John will be moving soon, it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No, I'm not moving anywhere.
He gone.
I'm good where I'm at.
This home is ours.
My home is not that home.
Okay.
You know? So you don't have to worry. He just goes back to one address. So it's kind of a scary
praise
deal.
God.
Anyway, we'll come back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.